Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode. Today is not going to be necessarily a really fun episode because it's dealing with some of the crappiness that life offers. As you probably know, Equifax, one of the top three credit reporting agencies, one of the credit bureaus, was hacked through a data breach. This is one of the five biggest data breaches in our history. It's a really, really big deal. And what happened is some criminal hackers were able to get into their system and steal 143 million people's information. So that includes addresses and social security numbers. So if that scares you and you haven't actually checked, stay around. I'm going to tell you exactly which website to go to make sure this didn't affect you and maybe you didn't realize it. And to be very honest, this did affect me. So I checked my info and it did impact me. So I will have to go through the process of monitoring my credit report and all of that fun stuff. It's a pain in the butt, but it happens. So 143 million people affected by this. 209,000 credit card numbers were leaked as well. This is a big deal. So if you've got a credit card, make sure you're checking this stuff out to make sure that there's no charges on there that you don't quite recognize or that you didn't authorize. So make sure you're paying attention to this stuff, especially in the next 6 months, between now and 6 months from now. That's when stuff is the most critical. So what this is exactly means that half of the US population was impacted. So when I say 143 million people, that's not all people in the US. That includes Canada and the UK as well. But still, it's a big deal. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit of information about how to approach these types of situations, what things you need to be thinking about. So that's what I wanted to chat about today. So first and foremost, this is the website you go to see if you were impacted. It's EquifaxSecurity2017.com. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. So go there, type in your information. It'll ask for your last name and the last, I think, six digits of your social. And then it will tell you if you've been impacted. So if you have been impacted, there's different stages of being impacted. If you had your social and you had a credit card taken, you're going to receive a letter in the mail. By law, they're going to send you that. They're going to tell you, hey, sorry, this is what happened, and then give you information. Usually they give you free credit monitoring for a certain period of time, typically a year, which you have a choice to take or decline. That's also your choice. I'm not going to talk about the potential ramifications of accepting that. In a lot of cases, if you are trying to sue the company, you're not able to if you take advantage of their credit monitoring service. So if you're trying to be part of this like class action lawsuit, you may not want to take that. If you don't really care, like me, I'm not going to be suing. It's like, whatever, I'll catch it very, very soon if it comes up. Then you don't have to sweat that piece. So EquifaxSecurity2017.com. That's how you can tell if you've been impacted. If you have been impacted, here's what you do. First and foremost, run your credit report. It's free. I don't care about your credit score. We care about your credit report. So I need you to go to annualcreditreport.com, pull your free credit report, see if there's anything on there, if there's a different address, if there's different accounts that you don't quite recognize. Whatever's going on, make sure you understand everything that is on your credit report. And if you do not, you need to get in touch with different companies to figure out what the heck those things are. Specifically, you're looking for accounts that have been opened up recently under your name, potentially. Okay, so that's the first thing to do. Second thing to do is to start to monitor your accounts. So check your bank accounts, your credit card accounts, like every single account that you have, start checking that much more frequently. If you normally look at your accounts once a month, you need to start doing that at least once a week. Just in the short run. It's not forever, but it is temporarily, just to make sure everything's okay on there. The next thing that you can do is you can actually freeze your credit. This is something that people don't quite understand. And if you're trying to buy a house, or if you're opening up a new credit card, or anything of that sort, if you're actively seeking new credit, meaning you're borrowing in some capacity, credit cards included, then you probably don't want to freeze your credit. But if you're like me, you don't use credit cards, I'm not trying to buy a house tomorrow, I don't care about that. I actually plan on freezing my credit temporarily. If you're not sure how to do that, you can actually just Google it and it'll show you exactly how. It's super easy. And that's a really good option. So freezing your credit means that when somebody goes to pull your credit, even a cell phone company in a lot of cases, they will not be able to pull your credit. And that's a good thing, right? So if you've experienced identity theft, or if somebody could potentially be stealing your identity, that is something that you might consider. It's not a bad way to go. So check into freezing your credit if you're not actively seeking new lines. Okay, the next thing to do, this is another one that you could try. You can put a fraud alert on your credit as well. Again, this is something to Google. Consumer.ftc.gov has some really great information about how to approach credit breaches and data breaches and how to cover your butt when stuff like this happens. So that's a good one to check out as well. That website has pretty much everything. So putting a credit alert or a fraud alert, excuse me, on your credit, basically it tells companies that they need to check with you before doing anything. So it's kind of like a freeze, but the freeze is much more hardcore than a fraud alert. So another thing to think about. And lastly, and this is probably the most important because as I'm recording this, we're sitting in September. And by the time tax season comes around, nobody's even thinking about, oh yeah, that one time my credit information was leaked, my social security number was leaked. Nobody's thinking about that kind of stuff when it comes to tax time. And guys, that's when you need to start thinking about this even more so, because what people will do, what hackers will do and criminals, they will take that information that they have that they just got from all of this breach, and they will file a tax return on your behalf. And if you're thinking, well, hell yeah, take my tax liability, that's not quite what's going on here. What they're doing is they are taking your tax refund. So it's really important that, especially this year, if you've been affected by this, you need to file your taxes early. And the earlier you file, the better off you're going to be, because then you can officially make sure nobody's taking your tax refund if that's what you're getting as well. Okay, I know that was a ton of information. This is probably an episode you might want to go revisit again. If you're driving in your car, definitely revisit this. Get all the links. They're going to be in the show notes. And make sure you keep yourself aware so that you are not sitting in a situation where you have no idea that somebody took your information and you're like, oh shoot, didn't even know that was a thing. Now you know, there's no excuse. Go check, make sure everything's okay on your end. Future you will thank you, I promise, especially if you've been affected by this. Sorry, this wasn't a really uplifting episode, but it's a very timely one, and I wanted to get this out there so that you know exactly how to approach this stuff. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Hopefully you weren't affected, and if you were, I'm really sorry. I'm with you on that. I'm going through it too, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. See you later.